And I saw it laying out there. I thought, well, that's a limb, I reckon, laying out there next to that tree. And I got to looking at it and tripped it, raised its head up. I eased myself around the corner behind and went down that little car shed I had back then. Got me a hoe and I come back and he's still in there. I can never got that snake killed.
With a hoe?
Yeah, with a hoe, chopping his head off. And when I got him killed, I picked him up with the end of the tail and I was standing up and held him up and he was taller than I was. That's how long he was.
Oh, gosh. Was it a poisonous kind?
Just the button, a black snake. Uh-huh. A lot of people won't kill black snakes. But they're all snakes to me.
I don't like them.
I've killed more than one in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
If I see that snake, I'm going to kill him if I can get something to kill him with.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the longest one I've killed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a pure, big old black snake. He's headed like he's going across. He's trying to get across the road again. That's where he's headed, but... I cut his strip off.
I guess so.
I cut his strip short.
Yep. How about a bug that you see around the creeks and stuff? He's got a long body and little wings. Sometimes they're kind of green or blue, different colors. I think they fly around and eat the mosquitoes or something. Sometimes they call him a snake doctor.
Yeah, I've seen snake doctors. Mm-hmm. It's called snake doctors.
Uh-huh.
I've seen them. I don't think I've ever seen any up here, but you see them out in France a lot, and then it was a breeder.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how about a spider? What would you call the nest that they make?
Web. Spider web.
If it's inside the house too, same thing.
Well, yeah, if there's spiders in there, they always have a web, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Spider web.
Okay.
Oh, I've never seen a spider.
You don't have many around here?
No, I've seen a spider.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about some kind of a little fungus or something? They grow up after it rains in the yard or in the grass or in the woods. Some of them you can eat, some of them are poisonous, I think.
Oh. What are those things? Are they mushrooms?
Yeah, some of them are called that, I think. They might have different names for them, I didn't know. Heard of any. Well, these questions are about different, family members, like what did you call your father?
Daddy.
How about your mother?
Mama.
And you said you didn't know any of your grandparents, did you?
No, I knew my grandmother, my mama's mama.
What'd you call her?
I called her Granny.
Granny?
Yeah.
What do your grandchildren call you?
Part of them that lives in Virginia, like Bob's children that's adopted children, they call me grandmother. And Betty's children over yonder, they call me nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Those two, when they was getting big enough to talk, she tried their best to get them to say grandma. They'd say nanny. And both them children are grown now and they still call me nanny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I kept that the boy, the biggest and young. His mother was working in the office over here at Cushman Mill, and he come along, and so I guess he's about 3 months old. She said, "Mama, I've got a 3 month leave," and said, "My time's up," and says, "I can't find nobody to keep my baby." Says, "I guess they're gonna take my job." I didn't pay no attention to her for a little while, you know. Another day or two, she come back and said, "Well, I guess they're about ready to take my job. I still haven't found a way to keep my baby." I said, "Betty,